Hey, welcome back to the latest episode of Random List. This is Jesse Cohen, and it is a very cold Friday. It is 19 degrees with the wind chill factor. It's like negative 1,000, so not good. anyway, for Fan Friday, I was thinking about actors, and really the best part about being an actor, I'd say a TV actor. Like if I had my choice in life, I'd be a TV actor on a CBS sitcom, because those things for a while, CBS just kept renewing and renewing, and then pretty soon, I'm in syndication. So these are, I found the list of what these actors actually make for reruns. So we're watching reruns. These guys get paid a lot of money. So I found it on living.alot.com. First one is MASH. This is from the 70s. It went from 1972 to 1983, and it starred Alan Alda as Benjamin, the original Hawkeye Pierce. And he was a wartime medic. It was basically about during the war and how it was a MASH unit. To this day, MASH still runs on TV Land, and Alan Alda makes a cool $1 million, $1 million a year just because his reruns are running. Frasier, Kelsey Grammer. He was on Cheers first. Then he was on Frasier from 1993 to 2004. Pretty long run. Essentially, he was a psychiatrist on Cheers. Oops, sorry, horn. He was a psychiatrist then, and he moved to Seattle to see his family take care of his dad. Anyway, for that long a time, it went forever. So it's still running on the Hallmark Channel. You can catch him now. He makes $13 million a year just in syndication alone. So safe to say he doesn't have to work ever. Cheers, the original, where the original show took place, Ted Danson, Sam Mayday Malone. From 1982 to 1993, this show ran. It was on NBC. It still runs. You can still catch the Cheers reruns. He makes $5 million a year. So even the older ones, they still hold up pretty, you know, the shows that hold up well. Now, I did read the Brady Bunch. They didn't have this these syndication deals, so they didn't make any money. But it's just incredible what they get. Big Bang Theory, Jim Parsons, who played Sheldon from 2007 to 2019, $10 million a year runs on Hulu and HBO Max. Even dramas, not just sitcoms, ER, George Clooney, Dr. Doug Ross, $13 million a year. Now, the show ran from 1994 to 2009. He was only in it for like six of the seasons, I think. I don't know. But anyway, you can catch the shows on Pop TV. Friends, Lisa Kudrow played Phoebe. She also played Ursula on Mad About You. Show ran from 1994 to 2004. It airs on TBS, Peacock, HBO Max. I think now maybe it might be exclusive to Peacock. I'm not sure. But she makes $20 million a year. Crazy. Everybody Loves Raymond, Ray Romano, 1996 to 2005, $18 million a year. And you can catch the shows on TV Land. They're still there. I guess the shows have to still be running. People have to want to see them for this kind of money, but it's crazy. Last one made a lot of big hoopla because Seinfeld was on Hulu, TBS, all these channels, but Netflix got the exclusive rights. So the show that ran from 1989, which I remember it used to be called the Seinfeld Chronicles, 1989 to 1998, Jerry Seinfeld, I'm sure co-creator Larry David, had a deal. Originally, they would get $110 million from Hulu. Now, Netflix gave them a new deal that is way north of $500 million for 5 years. So I'm sure they're making, who knows, like $200 million a year. It's just crazy to think about. So anyway, and that was reported in Variety.com. So that is it. Those are all the rerun residual paydays these guys are getting. If you have any others, know of any others, let me know. I'm at Twitter, at podcastlist, hashtag randomlist. I'm also on Instagram, at randomlistpodcast. You can also catch me on all the podcast platforms, you know, stop by, suggest a list, stay hot, so you could say hi. And as always, I track the steps that I take, that the professionals take. So if you're exercising, even on a cold day, you know, let me know. Love to hear it. And yeah, that is it. Hope you have a great weekend. Stay warm. And thank you so much for listening. Bye.